retreat is not an event in time. It is a state of reality. That is how reality looks like. It is. It is absorbed in the source, in the self. Consciousness abiding in the source, abiding in the bottomless depth of the now, is reality. For some of you, this retreat is an event because you got disconnected from reality, from the real retreat that has no beginning and no end. So for you, it is a time of reconnecting, of coming back to what is. But deep down, retreat simply is, always is, like reality always is. And the one who has forgotten, who got lost in forgetfulness, in lower consciousness, in the mind and senses, in the dream of creation, that one which is your essence, which is the heart of you, that one simply returns back to the lap of reality. And the process, the intricate process of returning, of coming back, the science of that process is what we call spiritual path, the path of awakening. This event is relatively short, but many things can happen in time. That which we call time can stretch into the timeless. It can expand its potential, its capacity into embracing higher experience, higher consciousness. what is required from you is complete dedication to the task of regaining your essential self and the strength to overcome your very unconsciousness, the weakness of the lower self. Just being, no method, no technique, and yet precision of meeting your true self in that simplicity of non-doing. This is how consciousness returns to its own seat of I am, and suddenly it is. It is being. Many of you, based on different instructions in regards to your personal practice, focus of different aspects of the inner state, the inner reality, and yet we are all bound by abidance in dimension of pure subjectivity. With absolute attention, the pure will of consciousness to be present, we transcend the mind and the restlessness of our energies and emotions, and moment to moment, we are anchoring ourselves in that presence, the unconditional essence of our existence. As you enter this retreat, you leave behind these doors your personal life, your personal history, your past and your future, all your concerns. Your fear, of not surviving psychologically, emotionally, physically, in the outer world. You need to find the strength to renounce that fear so you can be totally in this retreat and to become conscious. Those who have been connected to that tradition of intelligence, understanding, truth, and the light of I Am, they become as if part of that family of souls that share the same perception of reality, of truth. Those of you who have just arrived for the first time, you are as if outsiders, not knowing how to relate to that teaching, to that path, how to be here and now. Your devotion to your own self, to your own inner work, is the requirement for you to become penetrated by energy of reality, which we represent, in which all that event takes place. To become conscious, to become your true self, that who you are beyond your mind, is why you exist. That is the purpose. And to begin this process, to to dedicate oneself to the path is to become aligned with that purpose. During this retreat, a certain basic discipline is required from you, and this discipline is essential to arrest your own unconsciousness, your own forgetfulness, your lower self, as you sit, you are absolutely still. Completely aware, not aware of anything in particular, just aware. Constantly coming back to your true presence and letting go into the space of meditation, the space of being. Unconsciousness does not deserve mercy. It has to be overcome, cut down with the sword of presence and true awareness. Just being, there is nowhere to go, there is no going. Cultivating indifference to your physical discomfort or mental discomfort, being detached from your psychosomatic reality and returning constantly, anchoring yourself in the essence of I am and just being, letting go, becoming like a mountain of stillness and consciousness.